Cooler temperatures and lower winds are bringing some much-needed relief to fire crews and property owners in bushfire zones across the country today. But this is only likely to be a brief pause before the return of dangerous conditions. Here's reporter Tom Eagledon.
A semblance of Christmas has finally arrived for crews and those with properties in the path of bushfires. Not that they can afford to entirely sit back and relax, as New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons told Sky News. Many crews spent last night taking advantage of cooler weather to backburn. Those operations have largely ceased as humidity levels have climbed this morning.
And we're probably not going to see a lot of that elevated humidity clear until late morning before lunchtime today. But as soon as it does and crews are able to, they'll be sticking right in and getting on with that backburning work.
Northerly winds forecast for coming days could spell problems for fire crews, especially in the Gospers Mountain Fire northwest of Sydney, which today has been largely spurred on by westerlies and southerlies.
Which unfortunately has the potential to drive that Gospers Mountain Gross Valley fire system down towards the townships of Blue Mountains along the Great Western Highway.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is today in another bushfire zone, the Adelaide Hills east of the South Australian capital, where fires have destroyed more than 85 homes. He's meeting locals.
How are the kids? It's very difficult for the kids to absorb everything.
They see it and they have a comprehension, but it's still a bit scary to them. And,
And speaking on local radio 5AA with host Leon Biner.
Would the government consider the purchase of some more of these Canadian heavy water bombing planes?
We take our advice from the fire chief about how we sort of put together the aerial firefighting fleet. There's 144 aircraft that are part of that, that are being deployed all around the country, and they make decisions and make recommendations about whether things should be leased and purchased and all of that.
The Prime Minister was also asked about another persistent theme of this bushfire season.
Would the federal government look at some sort of recompense to the volunteer firefighters?
You know, after these fires, like there is after every fire, there is a full review, and in March when the Premiers meet, we'll be looking at a whole range of recommendations that even now are being prepared.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has been pushing for some kind of financial help for volunteer firefighters.
You could have one-off payments. You could have some form of leave arrangements. You could have some compensation for small businesses.
He insists he's not trying to make life difficult for the Prime Minister as the fires continue to rage.
What I'm doing is trying to give the government, frankly, some flexibility. I'm trying to not politicise this.
Back in New South Wales, the RFS Commissioner says he'd be against any kind of permanent payment.
Volunteers don't want payment. It doesn't make them volunteers.
But revealed he is in discussions with political leaders about other potential ways to help.
Where we can ensure that unnecessary hardship isn't affecting too adversely our members.
That's the New South Wales Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons. Tom Eagledon reporting.